right? Now, you're either recognizing a counterpoint, meaning you have that dormant within you and that's why you admire it, or it's something that you would like to attain. Like, I really want his confidence or this and that, right? And every time I go for a speech or do something, I take myself through a process where I will take these characters that I really love and embody, and I'll imagine myself spending time with them and adopting their characteristics, and almost like we're masterminding together and they're schooling me a little bit, right? Like, I'm sitting at the table. Let's pretend I'm Seth. I'm sitting at the table with Superman. Or for John, I'm sitting at the table with James Bond. Now, if you do that in your mind, even for a second, and you can see it, people immediately start smiling and they feel better. Well, because you're with that character, dude. Now, when you're there, and then now you open your eyes and you're back here after doing that for a minute, you're in a completely different internal state that will then allow you to do these things differently, right? Now, I'm going a little bit different here in the beginning of this workshop with this information, because I'm really realizing over the years, y'all, this internal state is the most important thing. Absolutely. And you have to take these moments and these little exercises and prime yourself to get in that state before these moments of getting on the phone, sending a text message or a voice note to somebody, you know, shooting a video, right? Imagine doing this before you shoot a video. Oh, that'll be a completely different video. Because you guys know damn well when you watch a video of somebody's going through the motions or they're really into what they're saying, all of you can recognize it 100%. Same thing with being on the phone, sending an email, interacting with the customer. They know, we know if we're just going through the motions or not, but we've become so accustomed to just going through the motions and not doing these exercises and getting ourselves in these primed states. And this is why I asked all of you, what's that character? Because when you look at that character, you have an affinity with it that other people don't. James Bond, I think James Bond is cool. That's awesome. I don't know if I'd sit him at the table with me to have that type of inspiration, but for John, that's great. Right? Cesar said Kobe. Awesome. I have a tattoo of Kobe on my arm. He's a guy that I idolized growing up playing basketball, right? I watch his interviews and I'm like, man, like I find myself saying the same things as him, right? So I relate to that one. But when you get there with those people, before you have these moments of getting on video or getting on the phone, you completely shift. You now become what I call larger than life. And internally, all of you need to learn to become larger than life so that when you interact with the world, it's easier and people respond to you as if you're larger than life. Now, I want to make a key distinction here. I'm not demanding to the world like, oh, I'm larger than life. Treat me as such. No. I'm creating an internal state, an aura that will command that from people. Right? And I give people these stories all the time. Like I most recently, Alden's on here, right? I most recently went to go visit him. We did an event, right? You know what, Alden, you tell the story about the first night, just real quick for 1 minute.
So we just went out to, we were checking out one of the hiring spots in North Hills, and there was maybe like three groups in the entire venue. And we're just sitting there literally just by ourselves. And I think it was a group of like five ladies sitting on the side, and they just randomly come up, and we're sitting there, and you know, BC's got some like orange blue blockers on, and he's got his outfit similar to actually what he's wearing right now. And no joke, a lady comes up and she's like, oh my God. She's like, what'd she say? Oh my God, you are so handsome. Are you a celebrity or something like that? And then we just kind of bullshitted with her and everything. I don't know if it's presence or the way you're dressed, but just craziness.
Cool. Thank you, Alden. And I wanted him to say it because I tell people stories like that all the time, but they're like, man, you're just making shit up, or oh, whatever, bro. Like, you know, you're just too arrogant or whatever it is. But I told him that night, I said, I'm glad that happened, because all these little tricks and tips and things that I'm giving you cause that type of stuff. Now, whether somebody comes up to you and does that, or here's the key, people being more receptive to you, because had I approached them before they did that with me, they would have been entirely receptive to me. And that's what I'm talking about here, right? When you do this, the world just opens up to you. People suddenly seem to want to conversate with you more. They notice you more, and things start to shift because the internal state that you create and what you're putting out starts to create a ripple effect that other people cannot deny. They feel it. They feel it. Right now, this is obviously more in person, but it can be translated through video and audio. And this is the key. And when you're constantly going through these processes and this becomes your state more of the time, you embody these principles and you become this. The issue with every single one of you on here, I know, is you view yourself here and then the state will put you here. You need to stop viewing yourself here and talking to yourself like you're here. If I grab some of your goals and I look at them and then I would ask you, is this really what you want to do? Many of you would probably be like, no, or I sold myself short. If I really pressured you, you would admit that. You see? Now, this is where the third party perspective and objective viewpoint can help you. This is why we all need help, right? But at the same time, that shift in you needs to go upwards, the internal talk. And think about some of the basics that you guys have heard over the years or read. Oh, the affirmations and all that stuff. That stuff is cool if you actually do it and implement it at a high level to create this state. Right? It's like I told Alden and people, like, I'll do these, you know, speeches and I'll travel and do this. And sometimes I won't eat for 2 or 3 days and I have abundant energy. But you would never think that, right? All this stuff that I'm doing or saying, but it's these internal states that I'm creating that then allows you to step into the world where everyone thinks everything is ordinary. And then just an interaction with you, they're like, holy shit, man, I've only talked to this person for 2 minutes, but shit. That's what we're focusing on here. Right. But that internal wiring and clock for you has to really begin to make a shift, y'all, from what you write down, being very, very conscious of how you speak to yourself. Like very, very conscious. Like I'd recommend all of you as an exercise. I'm going to give it to you in this workshop. Have a notebook and pen with you or pencil. And if you don't, buy it. And I want you, the moments that you're aware and you catch yourself with self-talk, start writing down what you're saying. Especially if you're criticizing yourself negatively, and start writing it down and becoming more mindful, because what you're going to see is if you look at the totality of a day, probably 80, 90% or more of what you say is dumb stuff. I'm clumsy. I'm stupid. I'm not good enough, or this and that, or I can't do that, or I'll do it later. And then if you contrast that with how much praise you give yourself, it's probably zero, if not little to none. And then we wonder why we go around in a very low energy state with our head down, bad physiology, and all these other factors, right? We have zero aspiration for life, zero zest for life. Yet when you look at it again, pen to paper, it's like, well, no wonder I talk to myself like I'm an idiot. I treat myself like shit. I speak to myself as if I'm nothing. Of course I'm going to be nothing. But that mindfulness needs to come in, and being present, which is one of the biggest things here. Be in the moment. Be here. Don't be on your fucking phone or looking at something else. Be here and listen and say, okay, I'm going to do this exercise. This exercise alone will absolutely change your life. Do this for a couple of days where you jot down the thoughts that you're having. Because if we really want to, at the core, change your internal state as a human being and give off a different communication to people, again, subconsciously, that internal state is created through the word. Right? I don't care if you're religious, non-religious, we would all agree that this is built off communication. The word is creation or destruction. How do you know this? We'll speak to somebody a certain way. You can either lift them up or you can tear them down. That's creation. We're literally creating emotion, which is energy in motion. So for you, when that talk begins to elevate and get to a completely different level and you consciously take hold of it and you start to implement and say things and direct this conversation the right way, whoa, now you start walking differently, speaking differently, looking yourself in the mirror differently. People start responding to you differently. Why? We respond to people subconsciously first before a word comes out of their mouth. Every single one of you would agree with me. We can spot people in general and say confident, not confident, average person. You know this. You already have all that sensory acuity within you. You may not know all the nuanced stuff, but you can generally speaking see this stuff. And then if that person approached you that you said, they're just a normal person, it's going to dictate how you respond to them. If you already view somebody in a high esteem and they approach you, you're going to handle that interaction differently than if you just view them as some random person. You would all agree with me. It's no different than if you meet Joe Smith across the street or then the president comes and talks to you. You're going to respond to both differently. Why? One's the title of the president, right? The other one is just average Joe. I love Tony Montana. That's funny. Hopefully without the cocaine, bro. We don't want you to go off the deep end. right? So again, I didn't even plan on doing this, y'all, to really emphasize this beginning portion. But as I began to speak about it, I realized this is severely lacking. This is severely lacking. And recognizing a lot of these techniques and things within ourselves is what facilitates being able to weaponize and use it as a tool on the outside or help other people. So when I started studying NLP and hypnosis and really learning this stuff, I realized, man, this isn't about doing techniques to people. This is first about a better understanding of me and my process and my language and how that affects my mind. And once I can figure that out and get it in order, then it's easy for me to sell or help other people with it. This is why when I teach a lot of this stuff, it's a lot easier for me to help people and get them to understand it, because I've done this process with myself first. So replicating that for other people is thereby just facilitated. Yeah, something you've really been paying attention to. Absolutely, Alden. And the people that are around me more start to, like, these are the discussions that we have, and we start to really see this, or I'll point it out in them. Right. So again, you have this exercise. I'm going to jot down my self-talk for a couple days. Do it for 3 or 4 days. At least do it at the end of this call, through the rest of the day, tomorrow and Wednesday. At least give yourself 3 days. Right. The second one is this. There's particular statements, right? Like these characters that I said, that's one exercise. There's statements that when you guys hear them, when you say them, they tickle your soul. I remember when I first started learning about incantations and affirmations, when I listened to a lot of them, I'm like, it's a bunch of bullshit, doesn't do anything. Then there would be certain lines that I would hear that I'm like, that's the one. Ooh, yes, I felt that one. That's the one that you need to use. These are the ones that create that state. And this is why when we create these affirmations and we create these self-dialogue input channels that we're doing, right? We're talking to ourselves, or we spend 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes saying these things in the mirror. And the key when you do these things, number one, you need to feel it. But number two, you need to go in the mirror and look at yourself while you say these things, y'all. Look at yourself in the eyes. And I know many of you probably can't feel comfortable looking at yourself in the mirror eye to eye, because you immediately start beating yourself up. Ah, I'm too fat, or I don't like my face or my voice or whatever it is. Silly. If you can't even be okay with you, how can you expect the fucking world to be okay with you? Or your daughter, or your husband, your wife, or whoever it is. If you look at yourself in shame, what do you think other people are going to do? See, but come up with these lines and do this as an exercise every day, and your internal state will begin to incrementally increase until you go out like you feel like and look like $1 million. Because when you do that, you're going to start to see a lot of other shifts. You're going to start paying more attention to your diet. You're going to dress better. You're going to be more cordial with people. You're going to smile more. And all the change that you want will start to happen when you first fix this internal dialogue. What does everybody else do? They do the opposite. They try to put a Band-Aid on it. Oh, I'm going to eat more apples, or I'm going to do this and do that. No, it's internal. It's internal. If I view myself as etched out of stone like a Greek god physically, guess what? Every day I'm going to do what I need to do to look that way. Why? Because that's my internal state. If I view myself as the number one salesperson, guess what? I'm going to do the things that embody being a number one salesperson. All right? And all of this that we've covered so far